It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, I've got a question for you today. What's your purpose for your life? Are you here to go through challenges of just growing up, going to school, getting married, having children, earning money, then after many years of trying to find happiness through altering states of pain and pleasure, be buried and you're gone? Oh, sounds dismal, doesn't it? Well, this show is all about helping you to attain your highest level of passion and purpose and achievement in this lifetime. You know, is there something more for you? I'm hoping you're saying yes. So I'm your host. This is Ken D. Foster. The show today is called The Courage to Attain Your Highest Achievements. And listen, I found this. Most people rush through life without a plan and without any purpose. There's nothing but entertainment maybe on the journey. But I'll tell you a secret. I was on that path for 42 years of my life. At that point, I realized that I wasn't happy. I was at a place where I was making a lot of money. I was living in a beautiful home. Had my boat on the Sacramento River. From all external people looking in, it looked like I was really successful. I was, managing a company that I had 300 branches of Bank of America underneath me. I had several 25 brokers working with me. You know, it looked like I was doing really great. But on the inside, I was torn up. I was in a place where, you know, life was, I was estranged from my wife, my children at the time. I didn't have friends that I thought were really honest and integrous. My health, I was 50 pounds more than I weigh today. I was in a place trying to fix anything I could that was, I thought was wrong with other people, but I'm never looking at myself. And, you know, I wanted more out of life. So what did I have to do, right? Well, one of the things I did is I learned to meditate. And I was sitting in this meditation one day. You never guess what happened. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, out of the ethers, this eagle flies. It felt like it went into my body. And I was shocked. I mean, it shocked me out of the meditation. I was like, what is this? And in that moment, I had a life-changing experience. I felt this deep sense of peace within me. And I realized that it was time to do things differently. I don't know why, I just did. And I realized that I needed to make some changes. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to leave Sacramento. I'm going to go back to my beautiful home in San Diego where my wife and my children are, right? And I'm going to live differently. So I got in the car about 2 weeks later. I decided to take a trip down to see what was available for me in San Diego. And as I'm driving down Interstate 5, and it's a beautiful day, the sun is out, I've got the air conditioning on, I'm driving, I got great music on. Well, I look out the window, and there's an eagle. And I'm like, that's not usually eagles in the Central Valley driving down. I'm like, this is weird. And I'm driving a little further. There's another eagle. Now, these aren't hawks. They're eagles, right? I'm like, this is amazing. Anyway, I saw 7 eagles on the way down to San Diego. I got to San Diego, and I was now in my heart. I'm following my heart. I'm driving down, and I see now there's no more eagles. There's a hawk on a pole down in La Jolla. So I go, I'm going to follow this hawk. So I follow it. I go down. I thought, I wonder what the message is for me. I'm just in this flow. What's the message? Where do I go? And this bookstore pops out at me. It's called The Psychic Eye in La Jolla. I walk in the bookstore, And I'm looking at the books. I'm looking at the spines of the book. And I pull out the first book from the spine. I can't see the cover. I just pull out this book. It looks interesting. And on the cover of the book is the eagle that I saw in the meditation that come to me. The name of the book was The Return of the Bird Tribes by Ken Kesey. And it talked about the fall from grace of the American Indians and what happened for the fall from the higher ages into lower ages and why that took place. And, of course, that's me, falling from grace, right? Trying to wake up. Listen, have you ever had an experience like that? Have you ever been in a place where things start to shift? You realize that you're not in a place that you really want to be, that, you know, that you want to find more purpose and passion in your life? Well, I think all of us can do that, you know? And I think that for me, it was a search for truth. How about you? Are you in a place where, you know, things are working maybe okay, but you're like, you know what? I'd really like to take my life to a new level. I'd like to realize my full potential. And all of us in there, if you're really honest with yourself, if you really take some time to maybe calm your mind and introspect, I'll bet you there's areas in your life that you don't feel fulfilled. And if that's the case, then that's a calling. That's a calling for you to step into your presence, step into your power, step into your grace. And that's a place for you to realize that, no, your greatest thinking has got you there. Your greatest thinking will not get you out of this place. You have to tune into something greater than yourself. You have to tune into your soul. You've got to take the steps to learn how to let that shine, that light that maybe your light's been really dull. Mine was dull, okay? You know, mine was very dull when I started this path. I didn't realize who I was. I didn't realize what was possible. I didn't realize that I wasn't going to fail. I thought that, you know, stepping into the unknown is something that crazy people do. They don't quit their job. They don't leave everything behind and step in and follow their hearts. But that's exactly what I did. So when I came back to Sacramento, I decided I'm leaving this place for good. I'm going back to San Diego. I don't know what it's going to look like. All I know is I'm going to follow my heart. And I did. And it was scary. But you know what I learned to do? I learned to trust. I learned to trust that little inner voice every single day. I tuned into the soul, and I learned to trust. And guess what happened? Well, for me, you know, it wasn't easy. I had a lot of tough times and tough roads and met a lot of toads along the way that, you know, I had to learn how to set boundaries. I had to learn how to love myself. I had to learn what my greatest skills, talents, and abilities were. I had to bring forth things in my life that I didn't know I even had. But at the end, today, I live a life of fulfillment, of joy, and of happiness. I got my 7th book coming out. I'm going to be talking about that in our last segment. But listen, life has gotten really good. Why? Because I paid attention to that small little voice. That's what our show is about today. That's what we're going to be talking about. Coming up in my next segment, I'm going to be talking with Julie Podeker and her new book, and we're going to be talking about mindfulness and how you can really start to pay attention so that your life can get better and better and better. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a journey to find your courage.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better, and the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, thanks for joining me again. I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Women's Wisdom. They are San Diego's premier networking and relationship-building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. I know we have listeners from around the world in 27 countries, and we're on about 102 stations right now. So listen, you can also go online and check out what they do. They have some of the most powerful speakers in the world come in to motivate and inspire entrepreneurial women to be able to really have businesses that make a difference in the world. That's womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank you. If you're new to the show, thank you for tuning in. If you've been around for a while, thank you for telling everybody you've been telling. If you don't know about our show, I just want to tell you this. We're all about empowering our audiences to step into their soul, to their soulful power, and transform their lives and become an unstoppable force that inspires others along the way. And you can find us on the web at just Google Voices of Courage. You can Google Voices of Courage podcast or just Voices of Courage. We'll come right up and tell your friends about us. You know, you can also join our Insider Club and get strategies to take your business and your life to great heights. We got some great giveaways. We got some free tickets and seminars from time to time on there. We got some workshops on there that will really help you take your life to the next level. All righty. Let me reintroduce our show because this is a powerful show, and I'm glad you're listening to us. The show is called The Courage to Attain Your Highest Achievements. And in studio with me is Julie Podiker. She's a mindful expert and author. She's a former, well, I don't know if she's former, but she's an attorney who began her serious study in investigation of mindfulness after graduating from the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at the University of California in San Diego. She's got an amazing book out called Life Falls Apart, But You Don't Have to, Mindful Methods for Staying Calm in the Mindset of Chaos.
In the midst of chaos.
In the
chaos.
Midst of chaos. No, we never have chaos.
We don't have chaos.
Julie, never. Never.
What's chaos?
What's chaos? Hey, I'm so glad to have you back.
I'm so glad to be here. It's so fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
And I loved your story.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. It was, it was really kind of, they would call it a mystical experience, of what happened. But I submit mystical experiences happen all the time when we're mindful, right?
Right. When you talked about awareness, That's what I teach.
Right.
I mean, my whole goal in life is to help alleviate suffering. That's my calling. That's my passion. That's my mission. And the first thing that I teach is meditation.
Nice.
So that people can slow it down and have awareness.
Right. What happens if people don't have awareness? I mean, I guess that's kind of a loaded question if we kind of look around. But
well, you just go through your life mindlessly instead of mindfully, and you're not attending to all the moments of joy that are actually there. So you're missing all those opportunities to rewire your brain for happiness and resilience. by taking in the positive mental state and pushing it to a neural trait. It's so easy, but you're going to miss it if you're not paying attention, right?
Well, and you know what's interesting? Because lack of awareness leaves clues. You know, you see people that are in the wrong jobs. You see people that are stressed out. You see people that are arguing with their family and their kids. You see individuals that really are kind of walking around in delusion. Is that too strong? Or
no, I think that's correct. And I think that what your story illustrated was you had courage. And you were willing to be vulnerable. It's scary. It's like jumping off a cliff, not knowing whether you're going to splat or land on your feet.
It does feel like it feels like death, because I think it is the death. It's the death of the ego. And it's stepping into something that's unknown but shouldn't be unknown. We're stepping into our own soul.
Right. And the other thing is, I find once you develop a decent meditation practice of whatever kind it is, it could be a loving kindness meditation practice, it could be transcendental meditation, it could be breath meditation, could be open awareness, it could be prayer, whatever it is, you'll notice things slowing down. So you might not know that your heart rate's slowing down, and it is, and that your blood pressure's going down, and it is. But if you have anxiety and depression, you'll notice a decrease in that if you're paying attention. And your friends and family will notice you're less reactive. So all of a sudden, all your interpersonal relationships get better. And then you go to the checkout at CVS or Vons or wherever your local drugstore is or grocery store, and you're a nicer person, especially if you're doing loving kindness meditation, especially if when you're waiting in line, you're wishing the strangers health, happiness, safety, peace, ease. You get up to that other human and you're just radiating love. They're going to mirror your neurons. The society's whole bar goes up. It's just like a win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
It is. And, you know, the neuroscientists tell us this, that we, you know, with meditation, right, we are learning to control the chemistry of our brains. So when you're feeling joy inside, it's releasing chemicals that have that feeling inside of these bodies, right?
Do you want me to get technical?
Let's get technical with it.
I can. I like it.
Yeah, go.
So you're releasing oxytocin and endorphins, and you can do that by putting your hands on your heart or where you find it soothing. Since we have Facebook Live, the audience that's watching can go like this, or like this, or like this, or like this, or like this. And one of those motions is going to feel really good with the intention of soothing yourself. Then when you're activated, you can downregulate the cortisol and adrenaline. Do this for yourself. You're mommying yourself. And you downregulate and you release oxytocin and endorphins. And when you're feeling awe, like, that's a beautiful sunset, what's for dinner? No, no, not that's a beautiful sunset, what's for dinner. It's that's a beautiful sunset. Look at those colors. Wow. And you watch that for just a second or two. You're rewiring your brain because you're firing neurons, and what fires together wires together. And so you're building these happy bridges in your brain to counteract the negativity bias that we have because we're primates.
You know, I think that, and I love this discussion, because when I see beauty in the world, or even a picture, an art picture, right? There's something when I go into that state of awe, I can feel inside of me a shift. I feel it, right?
Because you're super aware.
I've worked on that.
Right.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, if we practice in what I learned when I first was waking up, I kept practicing looking for things that are beautiful. I kept practicing states of love. I kept practicing states of giving, of gratitude. Those states changed. I was a depressed person in my life when I first woke up. I was depressed.
Oh, me too.
I know exactly what that feels
like. Yeah, me too.
Right? Yeah, right.
Kind of not so many colors.
Not so many colors.
No.
Yeah, but when we wake up, it's like taking a dark pair of sunglasses off, and we see life in a whole different way.
Yeah, they're actually, they're actually stimulating people's brains with probes now, and they can get and then show them photos and where it was completely faded, it's illuminated with colors. I mean, they're doing incredible brain research.
That's awesome. Well, listen, your book, and I've got a minute in this segment. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about it, and then we're going to introduce the rabbi here sitting in the studio with me, Rabbi Daniel. Life falls apart, but you don't have to. How come I don't have to?
You don't have to because you can practice these tools: meditation, mindfulness, gratitude, happiness, rewiring your brain. You can fight against the falling apart so that when the bad things do happen, and they will, you'll know that they're going to pass. Good things pass, bad things pass.
That's awesome. So how do they get that book, by the way?
Amazon and a million other more obscure ways, but Amazon's the easiest, and it's also on Kindle.
Okay, say the title again one more time.
Life Falls Apart, But You Don't Have To: Mindful Methods for Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos by Julie Potiker, Pot Like Pot.
Okay, we're going to be right back. Julie, will you remain with us, please?
I will.
Okay, we're going to be talking to Rabbi Daniel Bortz about his book, Beneath the Surface. Are you ready to dive deep? We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
You know, as a business owner, your online presence is more important than ever. People will look you up online before they ever pick up the phone. That's why the right image of yourself and the branding of your business is vital. And I've come across one of the best branding and photographers in San Diego area. People fly in from all over the country to see her. Her name is Ann Landstrom. Her company is annphotography.com, annphotography.com. I recommend you give her a call. She promises to give you images that will bring out the best in you and your business. That's annphotography.com. Her number, 760-610-6263. All righty. Well, again, thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. I appreciate you letting your friends and family know about this show. And in studio with me, I have Rabbi Daniel Bortz. And Rabbi Bortz grew up in San Diego area via Cape Town, South Africa. After a turbulent time of searching in high school, he started exploring Judaism and focusing on his inner spiritual development. After a year at UC Santa Barbara, he went to Jerusalem to delve into the understanding and the meaning of life on a deeper level, embarking on a six-year journey into Jewish thought, studying biblical, Talmudic, and Jewish mysticism and teachings in the schools around the world. Wow. Rabbi, welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for
having
Rabbi
me. Daniel, welcome. Yes.
Thank you. Worked hard for that title.
You did. I can see that. 6 years studying the mysticism, studying the biblical teachings. How do you say that?
Talmudic.
Talmudic. The Talmudic, yes. Tell me about the Talmudic.
Yeah, Talmud is the way I describe it is in high school and college here, it's a lot of quantity. You got to study AP. You got to study a lot of material. Mm-hmm. But the Talmud is very much about going really in depth. I mean, you could spend a day on like three lines. Mm-hmm. It's very incisive and trying to understand, you know, level upon level and really understanding in detail. So that really worked on that analytical side of my mind where I was more creative. It worked on that side really well.
Right. What's the most important thing to know about and maybe the practical aspects of being able to understand the mystical teachings and the Kabbalah and the Torah, and you know how do we apply these in the everyday life?
Yeah. So the reason I called my book Beneath the Surface is for me, when I learned it, it helped me look at, you know, you're looking at the ocean surface and you see water. But if you don't, if you think that's all it is, you're missing out on an entire world underneath that water. And we do that with people. We see someone from the outside and we think, oh, I pretty much understand who that person is. I've got a good idea of them. And we have no clue. You know, you look at stars in the galaxy far away, you think they're all the same. But when you get to see each one up close, you realize how special each one is. So I think the idea of Jewish mysticism is to help us look at everything in our life and see the divinity, see the incredible beauty within everything that we see. You know, Job said, Mibsari echezeh Eloka, which means from my flesh I see God. Everything I see in the world can teach me about higher level. This world is just a mirror for layer upon layer of deeper meaning. So everything we see has deeper significance, basically, is the message of Kabbalah.
Well, you know, one of the things I practice every day is everything I believe comes from God. Everything. All the good stuff, all the negative stuff, all of it comes from God, right? And when I have that when I remember that, it makes it like it takes the edge off of life, because it gives me a sense of personal responsibility. Well, if this came to me, okay, there's a reason for that. I need to either overcome it, or I need to embrace it and enjoy it. I need to love it. What?
And Kabbalah says the things that seem bad are actually coming from an even greater place, meaning it's all there in order to make us better. Nothing's happening haphazardly. It's not a chaotic world. There's order to it. And if we learn from it, we take it, that's the whole purpose. You know, do you want to throw a ball far? You got to take the arm back further. You want to jump high on a trampoline. Everything, every setback is in order to raise us up higher.
Now, there may be people listening to the show today that have had trauma. They may have been, you know, maybe we've had somebody raped, or we've lost a child, or, you know, a loved one in a car, a drunk driver hit them. You know, how does that relate to coming from God for our highest good?
There's no doubt that we don't understand everything. You know, to say, I get asked, you know, with the Holocaust, and we've had tragedy upon tragedy with our people and all over. And I think, you know, one simple analogy, you know, imagine a child walks into a hospital and sees a surgery going on. Right. So when they see it, they're going to try to attack the doctor and say, why are you hurting this innocent person? But we know from a higher intelligence that it's happening for a good reason, to help the person. Mm-hmm. So we don't see behind the scenes. We can't peek behind the curtain all the time. But if there's more than this world, and there's another world, and there's more going on beyond that, then we trust that there's a good reason behind things that are happening. Even to understand God would to be God. We're not on that level. We do our best to understand. But there's going to be tons of things that we can't wrap our head around, and we have to be okay with that. And also, you know, it's okay to feel and ask for clarity and ask God for good.
Well, you know, that brings up... you know, I want to ask you why you wrote the book, but I want to also focus. That brings up acceptance, right? So there is a piece of us that I believe needs to accept things that are unacceptable, especially when there's really nothing we can do about it, right? I mean, not that we're victims, because there's a lot of times we can move away, move towards, or we can, you know, look at ourselves and see what we need to grow and learn and evolve into. But there are those times where, you know, there's just acceptance. You got to accept it or surrender to it.
Absolutely. Humility and surrender and opening yourself up is a huge thing, is a huge level to reach. And it's recognizing that, you know, Moses reached, we believe, the highest prophetic level within the Jewish belief system. And it says Moses was the most humble person to ever live. So the question is, how could you be? He knew who he was. He wasn't false with himself. He knew he was speaking to God face to face. So how could you be humble? Mm-hmm. And it says that he realized that, you know, everything he had was just a gift from above, all his abilities. And the more he was aware of the divine, the more humble he was. So the more we get into our own egos and we think that we're in control of everything, the harder it is to raise up spiritually. It helps to realize that I'm going to give it my all, as if I'm not getting help. I'm going to make a vessel for blessing. But at the end of the day, I'm giving it all up to a higher being. I'm not in full control.
You know, I've heard it's been said, we pray from God to God. Can you comment on that?
Interesting way of putting it. We have a soul, a divine spark inside. So a lot of what Julie teaches as well, the idea of meditation and moving inward, is you're praying towards God, but a big part of prayer and of spiritual growth is actually realizing that you have a divine source within you. And if you can quiet both the outer noise, we got the cell phones, we got all types of things, work coming our way, and then you can quiet the inner noise, which is the stress, the anxieties, the fears, you quiet them both, you can slowly start to connect to your divine source, and then you can connect to the greater divine source.
Okay, so beneath the surface, is that where we connect?
It's just all I want from the book is to spark someone to stop to look beyond the superficial, to take a moment and say, wow, like maybe there's more to this than I see. If that's all that is accomplished through it, then I'm happy. Like I want us to start that journey of looking deeper and deeper into why we're here and what life is about. So
okay. And when you wrote that book, like what are the results somebody can get by reading the book?
I think that some of the things that we've been talking about, the ability to see the beauty in everything, you know, I use the analogy, I have sunglasses on the front, and you touched on this. When I left my rabbinical study, we studied little text, and my eyesight got a little bit bad, so I got glasses, and I looked at the world, and I was like, wow, the same thing I've been looking at all the time, I now see the details, and I see the color, and the vibrancy, it was always there, but now I saw it differently through these new lens, and I hope that the book gives people the ability to look at life with as if you're seeing it with its new vibrancy.
Well, I got a feeling they will, and you know, living life on purpose is something that a lot of people don't do. So, any thoughts about how we can start to live more on purpose?
You know, a lot of us are searching for happiness, and I think my mother, very wise woman, she always said that happiness is a byproduct of living a meaningful life. You know, we always think that happiness is a destination just to grab somehow. I'm going to do this, go to Vegas, I'm going to grab it. But through living a purposeful, meaningful life and making a difference and living with purpose, good things come automatically through that.
You know, if a person doesn't know what their purpose is, if they're wandering around a little empty, unfulfilled, any thoughts about how to find that? What's that first step to take?
Volunteer.
That's a good one.
Volunteer.
Volunteer.
Okay. Love that, Julie. Yeah.
And that goes back to going out of yourself. If you're focused just on your inner self, there's always going to be problems. But if you realize you're here for a greater mission, and that can apply in many different ways, I think giving and also working on your spiritual.
That's great. Okay, listen, we'll be right back. Rabbi Daniel, will you stay in studio with me? And Julie, we're going to be right back. I want to, his book, Beneath the Surface, How to Live a Life of Purpose in Tune with Your Soul. By the way, buy the book. That's how you find
your
soul.
It's a great book.
Yes.
And so is Julie's.
You can get it on Amazon?
You can.
Amazon. Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to dive deeper into this conversation of how to attain your highest achievements. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. What a great show we have today. You know, if you're in a place in your life that you really want to take it to the next level, this is a really good conversation we're having. So I hope you'll tune in. And if you just joined us, this is Voices of Courage, and we are talking about the courage to attain your highest achievements. And in studio, I have guests Julie Podeker, and she has a book out that we've been talking about, and also Rabbi Daniel Boritz. Okay, well, Julie, right before the end of that last segment, you jumped in and talked
about
giving.
I cannot contain my enthusiasm.
Yeah. Go out and volunteer, you said.
And volunteer.
Why is that?
Okay, that is...
Because we're talking about how do you find your soul? How do you
eudaimonic.
Find your purpose?
It's
right?
Eudaimonic happiness.
Yeah.
It's as opposed to hedonic happiness. So okay. Eudaimonic happiness is when you are giving of yourself to benefit others. So it's just like the great Helene Boritz, Daniel's wonderful mom, said, purpose-driven. So you're giving of yourself. So this, because I'm a science geek, what the scientists have proven is when you do something to benefit others, your happiness lasts longer. It's deeper than hedonic, which is getting the job, getting the promotion, getting the car, getting the wife, whatever. All those things you sort of acclimatize to and get used to. But when you're giving of yourself to benefit others, you have lasting happiness.
You have lasting happiness. In fact, I just had a guest. I had my guest last week just talked about that. Dr. Sue Mortar, who has a book out called The Power of Eight, and they're showing that within when people are setting holding intention for other people, they're benefited greatly. Right? Same type of concept.
Loving kindness meditation makes people more altruistic.
Nice.
And literally makes them more willing and wanting to help others. Sorry, Daniel.
I think it just goes back to what can I do in my life that will outlast my lifetime? What am I doing that's really making an impact, legacy, impact past my what I'm gaining? You know?
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing, isn't it? It's like past this current moment, if we think, well, what does our purpose actually help us generate in our life past this lifetime, right? I mean, you know, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience, right? I'm not this body. I'm not this mind. I have a body and mind. They're great tools to use, but that's not who I am, and that's not who anybody is. So when we start asking those questions, I think it's powerful. You know, right now we're really, and I just want to tell the listeners this, we're really in a place where Julie brings mindfulness into this conversation, and Rabbi Daniel brings the Jewish spirituality. So how do these two connect? And I know you guys got some workshops going on. You got all kinds of stuff going on here.
Let's
talk about that.
We created a 6-week workshop based on the seven sphirot, the seven soul character traits according to Kabbalah. And what I realized, the reason I really wanted to work with Julie is that a lot of times in religious circles, you know, we stay intellectual. We're teaching. It could be amazing ideas. But how do you move from intellect and bring it down and internalize it and connect to it emotionally and make it part of your everyday life? And that's where teaming up with Julie in this course that we're doing called the Soul Optimization Course, Wednesday nights at the JCC, that's really what we've been focusing on. And I think it's been working really well. So.
It's super fun, and it's sort of an experiment. So all the people in the class are just rolling with it. And Rabbi Daniel will teach a unit, and then I'll say, in my nomenclature, it's this. And then I'll jump in and reframe his words into either secular or Buddhist language.
Right.
And then we'll teach practices, and we're really learning a ton from the synergy of both of the material, and our students are digging it.
You know what I love about that is that you're really opening up Judaism to a whole new generation of individuals that might not see it as the old fundamental religion type. It's more about realizing who you are, connecting to God, connecting to your soul, becoming all you are meant to be.
And what I love most is I think it seems New Age, but it's really ancient. You know, like right. when I was helping at a hospitality tent at the Coachella Music Festival, and people would walk by and we'd talk about God or we'd talk about life. And I was like, this is what Abraham and Sarah did in the desert 3,800 years ago. They had this tent in the desert. They're offering food and drink to passerby, and they were talking about God. So I think we're just like reclaiming. We get caught up a lot in the outer packaging, but we're going to the
we do set. And we get caught up in labeling things like quote New Age. You know, yeah, there's some wacky stuff in New Age. There's wacky stuff in every religion, right? But it's not about that. It's about, you know, what is your relationship? What is your connection?
So I don't know whether Rabbi Daniel will toot his own horn because he's got the humility thing and he's a rabbi.
That's right.
But he has this thing that's got a big Instagram following called Soul X, and he's got 40, 50, 60 people that'll like show up for a Friday night dinner. In Judaism, that's called Shabbat dinner. And he'll do this like cool stuff like sound bowl meditations. And he's in high schools all the time working with kids on tolerance and inclusivity and fear. And I don't think he's going to say all that, but I want people to understand that he's such a good egg.
How do you support that? Do you have a nonprofit around that? Or?
We are a nonprofit, 501c3, and we rely on our community support.
How do people find you?
Our teen website is JTeenSD for
Let's
San Diego.
Let's say that really slow.
JTeen as in teenager, JTeenSD as in San Diego, .com, JTeenSD.com, and Soul X. If you look on Facebook, you'll find Soul X. Soul and then X as an experience, but it's shaped like the Hebrew letter Aleph, infusing the Jewish
Beautiful.
Side.
And yeah. What's the mission of this work?
So JTeen's mission is really to empower teenagers to find their voice and support them. And it has a certain, it's really to that age group formatted. And then Soul X is much more, it's for adults, and it's, I would call it experiential Judaism. A lot of what we've been talking about, the ability to take the essence of what Judaism teaches and bring it down into your everyday life in a powerful, relatable way.
That's awesome. That's really great.
It is so awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
So your story at the very beginning of the show about the eagle.
Right.
And it brought in our indigenous or First Peoples or Native Americans.
Right.
There's this place in Escondido called A Ship in the Woods that is developing what they're calling a living classroom. And it's to bring in our indigenous San Diegans for experiential workshops. And I'm running a retreat for them like I did last January, mm-hmm. where I donate my time and it was sold out. It's, I'm sure, going to sell out again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's July 27th. And it's all about regeneration for yourself, yourself to your source, yourself to each other and to the planet. And it's going to be gorgeous.
What are the results of somebody walking in that workshop with you?
Results?
What are they going to walk away with?
Oh, I just think, well, last time people felt so joyful by the time the day was over. They felt so calm and so peaceful and connected and joyful. And they left with actual strategies and practices to continue, because you need to practice. It's like if you have this one great experience, it's a standalone. You're not really going to change your life, I'm sorry to say. You're going to have a great memory, but if you don't practice, you won't really, it won't stick, and you won't have it when you need it.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but peace is the first sign that we've touched our soul. That's when you feel that sense of peace. And so, you know, when you walk away with this workshop, I like you give practical ideas, because what happens is, you know, we can feel it for a moment, but how do we hang on to it?
Exactly.
How do we hang on to that?
You need to do homework.
Yeah. And so I get it. Okay. So listen, you can get their books, Beneath the Surface, Rabbi Daniel Bortz. You can get that on Amazon, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Julie's book. Her book is called The Life Falls Apart, But You Don't Have To, Julie Podeker. And again, you can get that on Amazon. Both these books you can get on Amazon. I hope you'll check them out. Rabbi Daniel and Julie, thank you for being here in studio with me. I hope you'll stay with me for the next segment. Coming up, I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to give you some specific techniques on how to wrap spirituality and presence and power in your life today. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it.
the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
With Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, we are back. Show topic today is the courage to attain your highest achievements. And I want to give one more shout out to this amazing entrepreneurial group here in San Diego. They're called Women's Wisdom. If you're a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. This organization has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but to truly grow their lives since 1991. They're San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group. And you can find them on the web at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. I guarantee if you're a woman entrepreneur, you should check this out. I guarantee that you will walk away with an incredible experience. Okay, listen. All of us here in this world can obtain greater achievements if we are willing to do just a little work. It doesn't take a lot. But what it does take is daily dripping on your mind, daily time to connect with your own soul, daily giving, daily gratitude, daily questions that expand your consciousness. I wake up every morning and I ask one amazing question. Well, I ask a bunch, but I ask, what can I do to make my wife and family's life better every single day? That kind of a question, if you'll ask that, you will start to generate ideas and possibilities that you've never had before. This will take your life to a new level. I asked that question one day, and it said, the voice that I heard said, step into your singing power and write her a song. I hadn't sang since I was 13 years old in front of an audience. But I said, you know what? I'm hearing it. I like the idea. Our anniversary's coming up. I'm going to do it. And last week, I accomplished that. I sang in front of a group of 50 people, stepped into the vulnerability and courage, wrote her an amazing song called Time Stand Still, and did what my singer-songwriter teacher told me that most artists hope for. And that is, I invoked a feeling of joy and love in that audience. There wasn't a dry eye on the audience with the first song, right? So I did, and my wife was crying the whole time, and it opened her heart. That was my idea. That was it. But I listened to that voice. Okay, why am I telling you this? Well, I'm telling you this because these are some of the principles that you need to follow, just some, that will take your life to the next level. And I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level. So this book, I'm going to read from page day 67, and the category is New Heights. And I start out with a quote. The quote is this: it takes courage to never give up on yourself and your dreams, no matter what happens. Are you truly getting the desired results that you want in life? Why be satisfied with a mediocre life? Your greatest aspirations are given to you for a reason. Meditate about what you really want to do, be, and have. Your dreams are given to you not to frustrate you, but to empower you in bringing out your greatest qualities and generating an amazing life. They are there to give you the courage, confidence, and consistency in fashioning a life filled with ongoing success. But this won't come to pass if you accept mediocrity and rest on your laurels. Eventually, this attitude will bring dissatisfaction in your life. So why not become all you were meant to be right now by conquering your imperfections and drawing all your dreams to you? Today, ask, if I let go of all the ways I have defined my life as a limited being and became aware of how powerful I truly am, what could my life be like? Number two, what three actions can I take that will bring out the magnificence I have to offer the world? And number three, what can I focus on that will surely transform my life to fulfill my dreams? Actions. Take three action steps that will bring out your gifts, talents, and abilities in a greater way. Now, folks, listen. If you were to answer those questions and really contemplate and really stay with that, right? Maybe 15, 20 minutes in the morning after you wake up with the gratitude in your consciousness, or maybe you take some time to meditate and you start asking these kind of questions, and you have the wisdom dripping on your mind from the sages and the ancient ones that I've studied over the years that is infused in this book. What's going to happen is, as Julie Podiker said in our earlier segment, you're going to light your brain on fire. Now, she said it in a technical way. I'm going to say it my way. Your brain's going to ignite. It's, instead of it being like a wet match that you try to light, right, your brain's going to start firing on all cylinders. You're going to wake up, and you're going to be energized. You're going to feel like, wow, I can do what I thought was impossible. And now, imagine if you did this every single day, dripped on that consciousness, connected to your soul, took actions that you walked into the unknown, and you said, you know what? If I was courageous today, I will do XYZ. If I was courageous today, I'll do XYZ. And you ask questions like, how can it get better than this? How can it get better than this? How can it get better than this? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be on fire. Your life will change. You'll make a difference in your family's life. You'll make a difference in your community. And eventually, you'll touch the lives of others that'll make a difference in this world. Hope you've enjoyed our show. I invite you to let your friends know, let your family know on Facebook. Please send us comments and questions. You can also get us at voicesofcourage.us, and you can apply to be a guest, or, hey, we're looking for some amazing sponsors. If you know one, let us know about them. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.